He's heating up! He's on fire! Pulls up, three-pointer. Bang! Bang! It's good! Wins the game at the buzzer!
What's good, Crypto Ballers? Money 1834 here, checking in on January 7th, Friday. And boy, oh boy, what a nasty Friday it is over here on the East Coast. East Coasters know this, but we've been getting hammered with snow since about 2 a.m. last night till right now. It is continuing to snow. We got about 8 to 9 inches outside. I just spent the last 2.5 hours shoveling and rock salting and cleaning the car off. It has been miserable. I can't feel my fingers. I'm not sure if my face is still on my skull. Like, I'm starting to defrost. All right, I'm sitting here in the studio. I got the heat cranked up to about 78, which is really hot for my house. Trying to defrost a bit. And while I'm defrosting, we have a couple things to talk about, don't we? Hustle and Show making its triumphant debut in S3. Got to talk about that. We got the player moments. We got the list. We got all the pack details. We got everything you're going to need to know about Hustle and Show for Series 3. And supposedly, we should be getting a Week 17 NFL all-day drop today, which your boy can actually participate in because I got the invite to the closed beta. But the amount of details about this drop is kind of scary, right? Not a lot of people are talking about it. Has me a little bit concerned. All that and more. Cue the music. Let's get right into it. Happy Friday.
Just hit a button, Morty. Give me a beat.
Oh, man. Okay. All right.
Ladies and gentlemen, you have just entered into the realm of the Crypto Ballers, where we cover everything NBA Top Shot, NFL All Day, Panini America NFT, and we even talk about some other NFT projects in general, if they warrant discussion. Which, spoiler alert, a lot of them don't, okay? I'm very picky about what other NFTs we talk about on this podcast. A lot of them are rug pulls. A lot of them just plain out kind of suck, and there's no upside. But you know what has a ton of upside? Ballers NFT. Ballers has been on the rise. It's been very popular. I see a lot of people on Twitter. You can follow me on Twitter at Crypto Ballers TS, all one word. Ballers is still taking over ever since the drop. There's a lot of hype going on right now. There's a lot of talk about future plans for the project. So now might be the time to try to swoop in and grab a Ballers before the possibility of some big time announcements that could drive the price up even further. Last I checked, the floor was about 1.8K, which is pretty nuts. We recently did a Flowfest mystery pack giveaway, and out of the 10, it was 10 or 15 packs. I don't remember what it was exactly. In those packs, there was zero Ballers pulled. Now, there was a chance you could get Ballers. I don't know how many were available to even be in Flow mystery packs, but it was confirmed that no Ballers were in the 15 that we gave away. And you want to hear something crazy? I did a big giveaway. We had a ton of engagement. A ton of people were trying to get these Flow packs. I tagged all the winners, and I told them they had 24 hours to DM me to claim their packs. I had to send them a digital code so they could go on the Flow website, enter in the code, and then you would receive your mystery pack. We had several people just never respond, never reply. So I got to run the giveaway. Essentially, I got to run it back and do it over again. And we had to run it back with seven. We had to redraw seven names. So I redrew the seven names, tagged all seven, and then only six replied and got back to me. So then I had to do another giveaway for just one, which I've never had that happen before with the giveaways. People just not reply to being tagged in a post saying that you won. I caught a little bit of slack saying that I should have reached out to him. I should have tagged him multiple times. Look, all right, I'm not your father. I'm not going to tell you what to do. If you don't respond to a tweet you tagged in within 24 hours, then you're not getting your stuff. That's just how it is. There was tons of people that were interested in those packs. I'm going to give them another shot if 24 hours is too quick for you to, you know, send a DM my way. So the way that I see it is that's totally fair game. If you don't claim it within the time frame, then I'm going to give it to somebody else. So you got to make sure you're paying attention. Anyway, so boy, oh boy, what a rough night it was in Prize Picks last night. You know, I felt good. I don't do a lot of video content. I'm going to be working on that in 2022. That's one of my New Year's resolutions, is to have a little more video content for Crypto Ballers. So I did my first ever Prize Pick post up, right? Is that kind of a corny title? I think it fits, right? Post up, basketball, Prize Pick post up. Sounds good. It kind of rolls off the tongue nicely. So I won Prize Pick post up, and I love the name. The name's not changing. Don't even try. Don't even DM me saying that the name's whack, because I like it. Prize Pick post up has a nice ring to it. Now, what would have been even better, though, is that if all the plays hit, okay? Three out of the five plays that we suggested didn't hit. And not only did they not hit, but it was the most frustrating. That's tough, because the Boston Celtics have had a lot of frustrating moments this year, for damn sure. All my Celtics fans out there know that, and they feel my pain coming through the microphone right now. They really do. You probably even hear a tonal shift in my voice as I'm just, you know, getting sad. You know, I just spent 2.5 hours shoveling. I can't feel my fingers. I can't feel my face. And now I'm reliving the luckiest shot by RJ Barrett, which had no business going in. But you know why it went in? Because you're going against the Celtics. That's why it went in. And like, after the game last night, and I'm ranting at this point, but you need to let me get this off my chest, okay? I'm going to use my platform how I see fit, and I need to talk about this. So if somebody who never seen basketball before, never watched a second of basketball, had zero basketball knowledge at all, watched that game and only that game last night, they would leave that game thinking Evan Fournier was the greatest player of all time. They would think that he's the fucking GOAT. And it kills me on the inside, because Evan Fournier is just mediocre at best. And you know how I know that? Because he played for my team. I get to watch this dude for like 6 months and he did nothing. He might have had one or two games where he shot good. Okay, he had a stretch, I think, where he had like 6 or 7 threes in a 2-game span. The dude went out and hit 10 threes last night. He does it every time he goes against the Celtics. I can't understand why. I don't get it. But watching this dude just go out there looking like Steph Curry plus is frustrating beyond belief. All right, it makes me want to clench my jaw so tight all my goddamn teeth shatter. Like, I can't stand watching the Celtics lose by these weird fucking, you know, I can't even put it into words. It's just unbelievably frustrating. And then the game was like tied up with like 2 seconds left or 1.5 seconds left or whatever. They throw it in to RJ Barrett, who's having a terrible game. I'm pretty sure he was like, I think it was like 4 for 15, something outrageous like that. He's off night. And with 1.5 seconds left, he catches it off a curl, shoots a deep contested three with Jason Tatum all in his face, and he banks it in. And of course it banks in, because you're going against the Boston Celtics. So I was so mad last night. My first thought was, how hard could it hit the TV without breaking it? Because I don't want to break the TV. And then my second thought was, I need to post all of my Evan Fournier top shot moments. I need to post all of my RJ Barrett stuff. I just need to sell it all, because I need these guys out of my life. I was so heated last night. And I don't even know where or what. Oh, because we were talking about Prize Picks. And I loaded up on that game. We had RJ Barrett over 3.5 free throws made. Guess what? So he can hit a game winning ridiculous three with 1.5 seconds left. But you know what he can't do? Make his free throws. Okay. He was 3 for 4 from the line. If he just would have, you know, made his free throws, then if he would have made all of his free throws, then that line would have covered and we would have won some money. But guess what? Of course he had to miss one. And then instead of going into overtime, he missed the most ridiculous shot of all time. So that was frustrating. And then Julius Randle covered, what was the other one? Brandon Ingram covered. Jason Tatum did not go over the 7.5 rebounds, which was pretty frustrating. He was over that mark 5 straight games going against the Knicks. I feel like he could have made it. I don't know what happened. He was on a pretty good pace. He finished with 6, so he was too short. Again, RJ Barrett doesn't hit that 3-pointer. They go into overtime. He probably covers. He would have made some money. And the last one that we missed on was Ja Morant over, I believe it was 5 free throws made. In hindsight, I probably should have saw that one coming, knowing that Memphis probably was going to smack Detroit. Ja Morant had a really good game, but he just didn't do it from the free throw line. He did it from everywhere else, because the Detroit Pistons let you do whatever you want. So that one was a miss, but then I totally put the blame on RJ Barrett for hitting the most ridiculous shot of all time is the reason why those other plays did not cover. But fear not, because we will be back again. There'll be no Prize Pick post up video content today. As again, my face is beet red. It looks like you could fry an egg on my forehead. Like my face is that red. It looks hot, but it's cold and it hurts. It's very strange. Yeah, we'll be back again on Prize Picks tonight. There will be no Prize Pick post up video, but I will be posting the play that I'm going to submit. It's a pretty big slate. We have a lot of big time names on it, so it's going to be a fun slate to play for sure. Now, if you want to either, you know, you could match the lineup that I submit. That way, if I win, you win, we all win. Or if you want to make your own plays, you can just download Prize Picks on Google Play or the Apple Store. Very crucial, though, when you make an account, use promo code CryptoBallers, all one word, CryptoBallers, and you'll get a 100% deposit match. So if you put in $25, you'll have $50 in your account. You put $50 in your account, you'll have $100 to play with. And you can essentially make prop plays of all sports, which is really exciting. You can mix and match, too. So you can have a little bit of NBA, a little bit of NFL, a little bit of tennis, a little bit of soccer, a little bit of gaming, a little bit of women's European league or college football, college basketball. You can really put together any kind of prop play you want. All right, but that's enough ranting for now. We have two big topics to get into. So what do we talk about first? Do we talk about Hustle and Show? Or do we talk about the NFL All Day drop? You know, we're going to start with NFL All Day because there isn't a ton of information about it. I do have a decent amount from being in the closed beta, so I'm going to go ahead and share that with you guys because I know not everybody was able to get into the closed beta in wave number 3, but fear not. Wave number 4 will be coming soon, and it might not be a bad thing to be missing out on these packs, as we don't know what the final product is going to look like anyway. So we could be getting the short end of the straw by getting these packs right now, as they could change some stuff for the better by the time, you know, it's open to the public. So just a couple things to talk about. So if you didn't make it into wave 3, fear not. We're still going to have all the content covered over here, so you can still follow along at home. So this is the email, I'm going to read it, that you get when you're in the closed beta in regards to the week 17 pack drop. Now, there hasn't been a pack in NFL All Day since week 15, I believe. They skipped week 16 as, you know, they were making improvements and stuff. So they're back with week 17. And this is the email. It says it's scheduled for today, Friday, January 7th. At 4 p.m. Eastern, which is roughly 3 hours-ish away. And why I say it's kind of alarming, the amount of information we've gotten. If you go on the NFL All Day website and you go to the packs still not showing up. There's nothing about a Week 17 pack anywhere on the website. There's no player list. Like, you can go back and look at previous drops, week 15, week 14. You can click the player list. And you can see the whole list. You can see the mint counts. You can see all that good stuff of what you can get. And that's really important because in the NFL All Day packs, in the standard pack, there is a chance to get rares or even a legendary in a standard pack. So having that player list is like really vital because you can see what rares you have a possibility of getting. Right, because it's cool. We're not used to getting these NFT packs from NBA Top Shot where you could get a rare in it. Yeah, you could get a 10K common limited edition, but not only can you get something like that in the standard NFL All Day pack, you can also get like a legitimate rare moment or a legitimate legendary moment if you're lucky enough. So having the full pack list is going to be big time. Right now, there's no pack list available, and we're only 3 hours out. A little bit concerning. Now, in the email, they did say what the highlights of the pack would be. Not what moments are going to be included, but some of the better moments. So we do have that kind of list. So I'm going to go ahead and read it. That way, if you didn't get the email, you have a little bit of an inside scoop. If you did get the email, then you know what I'm talking about. Just hang tight as we talk about the players. So it reads here. Week 17 was one of the wildest slates in NFL action in recent memory, and the incredible list of moments reflects it. Extraordinary passes from veteran quarterbacks like Patrick Mahomes and Derek Carr, dominant performances from established stars like TJ Watt and DK Metcalf, jaw-dropping highlights from rookies like Ja'Marr Chase, Najee Harris, Kyle Pitts, Trevor Lawrence, and Trey Lance, and more. All right, so that was just a little bit of dialogue. What's going on now? Here are the pack highlights. They're all bullet pointed. I'm going to read each of them to you. So, It says here that for the Pack Highly, this is going to be Ben Roethlisberger's final touchdown in what might be his last home game at Pittsburgh. That's pretty cool. Jamar Chase, record-breaking 266-yard, three-touchdown performance to help the Bengals clinch the AFC North title. So the way that that's phrased, right, Jamar Chase's record-breaking 266 three-touchdown performance makes me think that it's going to be not just a common moment, it's going to be one of one of the special inserts where it's not just going to show one play. It might be a sequence of all three touchdowns. It could be. Not sure yet. Again, we don't have all the information available to us, but the phrasing of it, like, why would you put Jamar Chase's record-breaking 266-yard three-touchdown performance, and why would you phrase it like that and not say, 74-yard touchdown from Jamar Chase's record-breaking game? They just say Jamar Chase's record-breaking game. So I think it's going to be sliced up a few moments wrapped into one. I think that'd be fire. That'd be probably one of the best moments in the entire drop, because you got to figure NFL All Day is from Dapper Labs. Dapper Labs, you know, they are also in charge of NBA Top Shot. NBA Top Shot started off with no badges, nothing. And then over time, they added badges. Right now, I can confirm there's no badges in NFL All Day. Does that mean that there will be badges in the future? I think it's a pretty good bet. All right. I don't know why they wouldn't when you see how important badges are to NBA Top Shot. So right now, there's no badges, but I do believe that they're coming, which would mean this is Jamar Chase's rookie year, that this, in theory, this moment would acquire some sort of rookie indicator type badge. I don't know if it's going to be badges, but there'll be some kind of rookie indicator on this moment at some point. So this Jamar Chase could be wildly expensive in the future. Definitely hoping to get the Jamar Chase moment today. Next one is this is another one. I can't remember what the special insert set is, but the next play is going to be one, just a full sequence of a drive, which I haven't seen any NFL All Day moments like this. So I'm really curious about how this is going to look. What set? Now, I remember we did a podcast talking about every single set in each rarity. So I know that this is one of those. I just can't remember which one it is. It says here the Bucks 90 play 93-yard. Oh, no. Wow. All right. That made no sense. Let me go back. The Bucks 9 play 93-yard drive in the final minutes for a game-winning touchdown from Tom Brady to Krill Grayson. So that's going to be a moment where it's, you know, probably sped up clips, but shortcuts of each play on that 9-play drive all in one moment. So that's going to be pretty cool. It'd be even better if the touchdown ended with some, like, a bigger name player. Like, if it was if it went to Mike Evans, that'd be great. But because it's going to fucking Krill Grayson, it's still coming from Tom Brady. But is this moment going to be a Tom Brady moment? Is it going to be a Tampa Bay Buccaneers moment? I don't think that they're going to do that, would they? So I'm curious to see more of the details on this Bucs drive play, I guess you can call it. Next, TJ Watt, disruptive 4-sack outing against the Browns on Monday Night Football. So again, this is probably going to be a TJ Watt where it intercuts all 4 sacks and makes it into one moment, which would be pretty cool. The next one, Arizona's fake punt on which Jonathan Ward somehow caught the ball by pinning it against the defender's helmet. So that's another set that we talked about with, like, the trick plays. So we're going to be getting a trick play in this drop. And then the last one is Garrett Bradbury's stunning play from the center position to catch the ball off a ricochet and rumble forward for 21 yards. Again, this is a lineman. So this could be another one. I remember one of the sets is all about the big boys up front. So this play is going to fall into that category. So there's a lot of interesting things that I like about this drop. It's just, I'd love to be able to go on NFL All Day and pull up a full pack list or go on NFL All Day and just see the artwork for the Week 17 pack that's supposed to be dropping in about 3 hours. Now, it is closed beta, so there is no guarantee it's actually going to happen at 4 p.m. Eastern. It could get pushed back an hour, could get pushed back 2 hours, could get pushed back a whole day. It's closed beta. You guys remember how it was back in the day in NBA Top Shot. They'd schedule the drop, and then 10 minutes before the drop happens, like, hey, we got to reschedule it till tomorrow. So closed beta, you got to bear with them as they go through with a fine-tooth comb, making improvements. So hopefully it comes at 4 today. I'll keep you guys posted on if I hear anything, if we're on schedule or not. I'll let you guys know, and I'll keep you updated on Twitter @CryptoBallsTS. You better be following it. So here are the pack drop details. This is all the information that they gave us in the email. It says, hey, we're targeting Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern for the standard drop. The waiting room will be open roughly an hour beforehand, which will be 3 p.m. Eastern. The premium pack drop will take place after the standard drop concludes. There will be 8,612 standard packs at $49 a piece, and there'll be 3,168 premium packs at $249 a piece. Whoo, that's a lot of money. It says here, while you're not guaranteed to receive a pack, you're eligible to purchase one pack type. You're able to purchase one pack per pack type. All right, so just because you're in the closed beta doesn't mean you're guaranteed to get a pack, but you can get the standard for $50. And you can get the premium for $250. So it's not you need to pick which one you're going for. You can get both, but there's no guarantee you're going to get either. So that's really all the information we have about the NFL All Day Week 17 drop. Before we move over to Hustle and Show, I'm just going to do my due diligence, check the website one final time, give it a nice little refresheroo, and see if the artwork is up. Maybe I can get my hands on a player list. Not feeling too optimistic. I am on the website right now. I'm going to go to packs. And the top one is week 14 premium. Sold out. So the pack artwork is not yet available, which means we have no set list for the drop. So I'm just going to have to keep you guys updated on Twitter because there's really nothing else I can do about it at this point. So let's move over from the gridiron to the hardwood and talk about Hustle and Show release 1 for series 3. All right, so we took our cleats off, we laced up the basketball shoes, ready to talk about Hustle and Show release number 1. For series 3, you guys know from Hustle and Show for series 2, it was broken up into parts. It was not all in one drop, so this is titled Release 1, which is fitting as we'll have multiple drops of Hustle and Show. Now, Hustle and Show, it's a fun set. I like this set. And then the challenge rewards that we had for series 2 for Hustle and Show was fire. Okay, I love those challenges. They were a lot of fun. And they're really valuable today. Last I checked, I have a Hustle and Show Job Rant Challenge Award. I believe the mint count was around, actually, let me go ahead and pull it up. I believe the mint count, I'm just going to guess here off the top. I think the mint count was around the 6K mark, I believe. Let me go ahead and check it out real quick, just so I give you guys some good information here. Going into my account, going into players, type in Ja M. There we go. Not a lot of players named Ja. Let me pull up. Yeah, so. I was pretty close. So the Hustle and Show challenge reward for Ja Morant had a mint count of 6,532. So about 6.5K. I got a serial number 570 out of 6.5. And the value on that one currently going off of live token. Last I checked. Yeah, I pulled it up real quick right now. So right now, live token has it valued at $499, which that's really good for the Ja Morant. That's up, you know, a few hundred dollars from the last time I checked a few months back. Now, to be fair, Ja Morant moments have all recently spiked across the board in all sets and series. Probably because Ja Morant looks fantastic right now. He's playing out of his mind. He looks incredible. So all Ja Morant moments have taken a bit of a bump. But anytime I see the word Hustle and Show, this is the moment I think about. Now, to be fair, again, this is like my pride and joy from the Hustle and Show set. This was one of the first challenges I did. I decided to go all in when I wasn't much of a challenge guy. And I'm still going to hold it, even though right now it's at its most valuable point at about $500 fair market value. I'm still going to hold it. Ja Morant, you know, he's that dude. The mint count, we're seeing 60Ks nowadays, and it's only going to continue to go up as Top Shot continues to grow. So a 6.5 limited edition mint count, that's, you know, it's low as it is. It's going to just continue to get lower as time goes on. And it's a good serial number, and the dude's amazing. So I'm going to keep holding it, even though it's arguably at its most valuable right now. All right, let's get into the new Hustle and Show, though, for Series 3. So the drop's going to be on January 11th. Which brings us to Tuesday, and the drop time is going to be at 2 p.m. Eastern. You're not going to want to be late for this one. So there's going to be 155,000 packs available, which is definitely a high number. The price per pack is going to be $14, which seems to be about the standard rate for a common special set, I guess you can call it. There's going to be 5 moments per pack. There's going to be 4 commons and 1 hustle and show moment. Now, here's an interesting bit of information. It reads here, while packs remain, collectors can purchase up to 2 packs per transaction with an ongoing opportunity to rejoin the queue. So based off of how that's written out, it makes it seem like once you get your turn to purchase a pack, it seems like you can purchase 2 of them. And then after you buy the 2, you can hop back in line for a chance to buy 2 more. So it doesn't say anything about a maximum cap. I know with the base set, it'd be like, oh, you could buy a max of 10 base sets, but you have to do it in 5 pack intervals. This doesn't say anything about a max. It just says you can buy 2 per transaction with an ongoing opportunity to rejoin the queue. We saw this again on Fresh Threads, right? I think I got 4 or 5 packs of Fresh Threads, which in hindsight I regret doing because I really didn't get anything in those packs, and we knew that going in because the players list was not great. Now, it does say an NBA Top Shot pack list coming soon, but you guys know how we do it over here at Crypto Ballers. I got the names of the limited edition moments already, so I'm going to go ahead and tell you guys what the Hustle and Show moments are going to be. And before we get into that part, we need to talk about the mint count. Now, the Hustle and Show limited edition mint count is going to be set at 18K. And I know what you're thinking, that's high, right? 18K limited edition, that's not very limited, but that's the exact number that it was in Series 2. Series 2 Hustle and Show was 18K, Series 3 is 18K as well, which is a bit surprising. I thought it would be a little bigger, maybe 20K, but it's going to be 18. Now, the last thing to note before we get into what the moments are going to be for the Hustle and Show, it is important to mention that if you have a completed Series 2 Hustle and Show set, if you have the whole entire set, you're going to get airdropped 3 packs of Hustle and Show Volume 3 for free, or should I say Series 3 for free. So if you have the full Series 2 set, you're going to get 3 free packs of Hustle and Show for Series 3, which is pretty cool. Because what is that? That's $42 worth of packs, you know, for free. You're not buying them. So you get 3 for free and you get to join the drop as well. So that's pretty cool. Now let's talk about what we've been waiting for. What are the 18K limited edition Hustle and Show moments? What are the moments? Here we go. So we're going to have Miles Turner, Matisse Thybulle, Marcus Smart. He was in the last one. He's back for Series 3. I don't even want to talk about the Celtics. I'll be honest, I don't want to talk about the Celtics anymore. So Marcus Smart will be in it. Dillon Brooks will be in it. Malik Monk, Karl Anthony Towns, Miles Bridges, Aaron Gordon, Devin Vessel, and Greg Brown III. Now, the interesting thing about fucking Greg Brown being in here, I'm not even sure if you guys know who Greg Brown is, but he's actually a rookie from the Blazers, so this moment should have a couple rookie badges on as well. It's not his debut, but it should come with a couple rookie badges. And that's the list. That's the list that we got so far. There's been no information on if there's going to be challenges for the Hustle and Show. It's safe to say that there will be, but there's nothing confirmed, so I can't tell you guys what the challenge rewards will be as of yet. Once I figure out what those are, I will let you know, whether it's on the podcast or if it's on Twitter. Once I figure out who the challenges are going to be for, I'll let you know, because obviously that is unbelievably important. That is crucial to how much you want to invest into the drop on Tuesday. If you can buy multiple of these packs, if you can get, you know, a lot of these 18K limited edition moments, and there's going to be some really good players that you're going to be completing challenges for, then you should, you know, get as many packs as you can. But if the challenge rewards are going to be whack, then you might just want to wait. And that is going to do it for this episode of Crypto Ballers. Have a happy Friday. Time for me to go back outside and reshovel everything that has fallen over the past hour. All right, so have a great weekend. Hopefully we can win some money on Prize Picks tonight. I will also keep you guys updated on the NFL All Day drop. As of right now, still haven't heard any confirmation if the pack is still on schedule for today. Still haven't heard anything. What I do, I'll let you know. Make sure you're following us at Crypto Ballers TS on Twitter. This is Money 1834. I'm out of here.